station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the most popular morning show anywhere on the internet. You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia right here on LA Talk Radio. If you'd like to take part in the show today, give us a call at 323-203-0815. And now your program hosts, Sam and Mia.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It's Wednesday, June 19th. Your friends on the radio are back here another day.
Good morning. Happy hump day, everyone.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Hopefully everybody's humping this morning. Let's increase the population a little bit. What the hell? We don't have enough people in LA.
Wow, we just start off with a bang. Good morning, everybody. I hope you're all humping right now. Okay.
There you go.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know. I actually like Wednesdays. You know, I don't know why, but maybe because
there's
only.
Oh, I do too.
You know, yeah. I think I like every day, actually. You know, I like Friday a lot. But do you have a favorite day of the week?
I like Wednesdays and Fridays.
Yeah. Weekends.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the weekend, that's inevitable. Everybody loves the weekends.
That's true.
But yeah, as far as weekdays, I like Wednesdays and Fridays.
Sounds good. Okay. Yeah. Well, we're on the same page.
All right.
So awesome. How are you doing this morning?
I am fantastic. Yeah. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very good. I'm really feeling good after the photo shoot we had yesterday.
I am so excited. She did such a good job.
She really did, you know, and I looked at some. I mean, we were only looking at the pictures on the camera, and they look great.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, they look fantastic.
Now she posted them, and I was going through them, and each one is, like, perfect, you know. I mean, she's such a great photographer, so we're going to push her on the show until you guys actually start going to her and get your headshots and stuff, because you're not going to find a better photographer. Mm-hmm. So her name is Alina
Dimitrieva. Yeah. And I think I said that right.
Yeah. She's from Kazakhstan or something?
Yeah,
I saw on Facebook.
Russia.
Isn't that amazing?
Huh? Yeah, she has a really, really fascinating story, and I'm sure she'll tell us all about that on Monday.
Yeah, she's going to be here on Monday, and we're going to talk about it. But if you guys want great pictures, man, we're going to give her links and everything so you guys will be able to check it out. But I know I've... You know, I had my pictures taken several times. I never was as impressed as I was now.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. Me too. Me too. And I've been friends with her for a while. Yeah. And, you know, I always knew that this is what she did. So I'm like, oh, you know, I'll have her take our photos. But, oh, my gosh.
So this
is
the
amazing.
First time she took your photos, too?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, she's good. She's good. And if you guys are in search of headshots, that's definitely the place to go. Mm-hmm. So we'll give out more information and stuff. And, so we'll learn everything about photography and her and stuff on Monday.
Oh, for sure.
I'm always fascinated by photography. And I told her, I said, you know, I like photography. I love photographs and stuff. But it never caught on for me as far as being the photographer, because you always need to find subjects, you know. So it's kind of like, it's kind of like constantly chasing people, places, you know. It's like, how many times can you take a picture of a flower or whatever, you know. So you have to have subjects, you know. And I thought that's a little too demanding for me.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of fun, you know. So
yeah, well, it's just about, you know, having a creative mind and, you know, putting different things together and finding, even if you're taking a picture of something completely random, people don't know what it is, but it just looks cool and artsy and, you know, that's kind of what it's about.
Yeah,
too,
it's so different, you know, because usually we see ourselves as snapshots and stuff, you know, phone pictures and things like
selfies.
That.
Selfies. Yeah. I still have yet to master the art of a selfie. I cannot take a good selfie.
Yeah.
It drives me nuts. I don't know.
I don't think anybody can.
I don't know how these people do it.
Looks like a fisheye or something, you know.
I know. I feel like, you know, especially like on Instagram and all that stuff, half of the females' pictures are all Selfies. It's
yeah.
like,
I know.
Can have
somebody take a picture of you, for crying out loud. You know?
And my, oh my gosh, I think it's so, it looks so funny when, you know, when people are trying to do a selfie with like a group of people.
Yeah.
And all you see is like, you know, because they're, if you get their arm, the person's actually taking it, it's really close to the picture. So it looks like their arm is like, you know, five times larger than it should be. And it's like, whoa, all right. Instead of looking at the picture, that's all you're staring at is like some dude's hairy arm. It's like, oh, crop that out, man.
I know. Ever since they made cameras so available, you know, there's terrible pictures out there, you know.
Oh, yeah.
People don't know how to take pictures, you know. But also with the phone, it's not supposed to be like a good picture. You just kind of catch it, you know, and right in the action and stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but I mean, unless you're like a photographer with like a really good camera, I feel like nobody carries cameras around anymore because they use everything on their phone.
That's true. That's true.
You know,
like
I used to have like the digital, you know, pink Canon camera, and I was, you know, all into that. But yeah, I haven't used it in years ever since, you know, ever since
only for
smartphones
good pictures.
Came out.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I mean, who wants to carry a camera with them? But they do come in handy, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, about a week ago or something, I was making a right turn, right? A guy pulls to the left of me before I made the turn, right?
Uh-huh.
And he makes a right turn too, like totally blocking me.
Yeah.
I almost ran into him, and you could see he did it on purpose, you know. And I got so pissed off, I took a picture of his license plate. Now the question is, what the hell am I going to do with it, you know? But at least I took the picture to intimidate him a little bit, you know, because he could see me taking the picture.
Okay.
And the other day I looked through my pictures and I see his license plate there, and I thought, you know, maybe I should report the asshole, but you can't prove anything, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just, but man, that was like, it pissed me off so much, and I don't get that pissed off anymore at drivers.
Mm-hmm. But that was just bad. He was like going out of the way to do that.
Yeah, exactly. And I almost hit him, and he almost hit me. You know, I mean, that's the thing. So.
Yeah, I think something like that actually happened to me when I think I was actually learning how to drive at that point. I just had my permit. I remember it was like snowy and icy, and it was back in Chicago, like during the wintertime. And and somebody did something like that. They kind of tried to like go around, like cut me up. You know, they almost hit me. And then, you know, again, like they did it on purpose, like they're just being rude.
Right.
And, you know, so we pull in, we park, they park, and this woman gets out, you know, with her little kid and whatever. And my mom gets out and goes up to this woman and just goes off on her. And she's like, what are you doing? She's like, my daughter's like, this is a student driver. Like, you can't be, you don't know who's in the car. You can't be doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, like this could have been really, really bad, and this woman was, you know, yelling back, and there was just this whole like debacle. I was like, oh my gosh, I was like, yeah, go mom, fight her, get into it, do it.
I know. Usually it's guys that bullshit like this, you know. It's like too much testosterone and stuff. They don't know what to do with it, you know.
But this lady was just, I mean, out of her mind, and she had a little kid in the car. It's like, why would you do that with a little kid in the car? It's like, my mom's like, if anything, drive safely for the sake of your young daughter here.
Right.
It's just terrible.
I know. I used to be bad reacting to drivers, you know. I remember, and when my kids were little too, I would like pull over or stop my car, get out, and start yelling at the drivers, you know. And my kids are like, wow. And then I realized, you know, I shouldn't be doing this, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, because it scares them. They don't know what the hell's going on, you know. Even when they're like, you know, I mean, older. They still couldn't understand it, so I decided I have to stop this. And besides, you know, somebody could shoot me or something, you know. So you gotta be very careful and just be grateful it's not any worse than it is, you know.
Yeah.
Just like when they punched my son in the face, you know, I thought it's good thing they didn't have a gun or a knife, you know. It could have been a lot worse.
Yeah. How's he doing with that, by the way?
Oh, he's fine. You know, I mean, he totally forgot about it. His nose is still a little off, but I guess they're waiting for the swelling to come down, which takes months.
Right.
So it's hard for him to breathe a little bit. And then they'll probably just, you know, move it back into place or something. I don't know what they do. But, God, it sounds gross.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. It's terrible. It's, I mean, when I broke my nose in a car accident, it was, they had to wait for, you know, the swelling to go down. And then, you know, when they took the x-rays, it couldn't show anything. So I had to get a CT scan.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, that shows really what was going on, but yeah, I still can't breathe.
Yeah.
It's such
Okay. So did you have to get like a nose job, like a surgery and stuff for it, or?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't yet.
Oh, okay.
You know, because again, like
so
you have to wait
a long
time. So
this is your real nose, right?
Yes, this is this is my real nose.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not quite as perfect as it used to be.
No, it's a great nose. You know, that's why I was asking you. I thought maybe it was designed by a doctor.
No, no, this is my nose. So I mean, you can imagine, obviously, how upset. Yeah. I was when it was broken. You know, right. So I was sitting in the back seat of the car, and it was it's a whole long story for another time. I was wearing a seatbelt, but it was a 71 Chevelle. You know, sitting in the back seat, there's only lap seatbelts.
Yeah, exactly, on the bottom part, like in an airplane.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that didn't work, huh?
No, it's in. I put my left hand out in front of me, like on the driver's seat, mm-hmm. to, you know, try to brace myself, and it didn't matter. The impact was so hard. I went forward, and then boom,
the back of the seat.
On the back of the seat. Uh huh. Yeah, not bad memories. Anyways.
But everybody survived that accident?
Yes, everybody survived. Yeah. I feel like I definitely had the worst of it. And it was about 2 years ago, and I'm still going to physical therapy for like my left shoulder and my back and my neck. But let me tell you, the Brighton Institute in Beverly Hills, fantastic. Like, they're doing such a good job. I went through two other places for physical therapy, and they could not fix me.
Really?
So finally, yeah. I think these people are going
to. Did you get any money from the accident, from the insurance?
We're still working on that.
Really?
Yeah, over 2 years later.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Yeah, it's why everybody hates insurance companies, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, they'll take your money, cancel your policy if you're a day late, but then, God forbid, when you have to have them pay for you.
It's such a mess. It's a crazy story.
Right? And you probably have like an attorney and everything to deal with them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's not easy. I mean, you can't deal with them.
Yeah, no. You know? Yeah, it's so messy.
It sucks. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Yeah, let us just survive and be healthy every day. And that's what's important, you know?
Yeah, all that. It was like, it kind of like started like a whole series of, you know, negativity and, you know, bad things happening in my life. But now I'm hoping that at least I feel like they are. My stars are starting to align, and a lot of good things are happening for me now. So
good for you.
I feel like some bad things had to happen to get me to, you know, start, you know, appreciating some good things that are happening in my life now.
Yeah, definitely. And talking about stars and planets, we have a very, very special guest in the studio. This is probably millionth time on the show. Jamie Allen, welcome to the show, Jamie.
Hi, thank you so much.
Of course. I always love having Jamie on the show because she's so much fun, you know. She just has such a great vibe about her.
Aww.
You know? Yeah, and she looks super cute.
She has an adorable dress on. Yes. Well, she is in L.A. She's got to have the look. You know? When did you move out here, Jamie?
Actually, it's so funny. I moved out here about 4 years ago on June 14th. So I've moved out here like 4 years and a week ago.
Wow.
Yeah, and yours was the very first event or show I really ever did in L.A.
That's true, yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you remember when it was? Like 2009, probably.
Yeah,
right?
It would have been 2009.
Yeah.
Yeah, that summer.
At the Studio City Studios, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that one. Yeah, that was cool. And Jamie's been back several times, and she's an astrologer, and she's very good at what she does. Absolutely, and a lot of fun. So thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Sure. So just remind us a little bit. I know you lived in Florida, but you're not originally from there, right?
Right. Yes, I lived in Florida, and I was born in Boston.
Oh,
so from
really?
Massachusetts.
Oh, okay, cool.
Oh man, I can't even look at you now.
Well, are you guys like rivals?
You're not from
sports?
New York.
The hockey game right now, the Blackhawks and the Boston Bruins. We won the first game, and we lost the last two games, so...
There you go.
Come on, Blackhawks, we gotta win another one. We can't lose the Stanley Cup.
Well, don't bring Jamie into this. She doesn't care.
I'm innocent.
She's like, wait, what? Why? What did I miss? It's a sports thing. Never mind. Anyway.
Before we forget, I want to mention you have a new radio show. Well, it's not so new anymore. Why don't you go ahead and promote it?
Thank you.
It's something with love, right?
It is. It's all about love. It's called Facets of the Heart, and it's on Blog Talk Radio. It's been up since January. And it's cool. And we're going to have Sam on the show. We're going to have him as a special guest. Exactly. We have to set that up. And it's really cool. We talk all about love. It's a variety show. We promote different like romantic books and love music, love songs, and have different musicians on, or you know, radio show personnel. So it's pretty fun. It's on every Monday night at 7 o'clock California time over here, or 10 o'clock EST. And you can listen every Monday.
So how do they find you when they get to Blog Talk Radio? I mean, there's like thousands of shows there. How can somebody find you?
Yep, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/facetsoftheheart. We have the our URL, and then you can also add us on Facebook at facebook.com/facetsoftheheart, and on Twitter, twitter.com/facetoftheheart. So you can add us on all the social media.
There you go. You can find her everywhere.
Yes.
That's awesome. Well, that's good. And I'm looking forward to being on the show.
That absolutely. Cool. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, for sure. Now, you got into astrology about how long ago?
I actually got into it when I was 24 years old. So I've been in it for a while. Mm-hmm. And I would give readings professionally. And I realized that whenever I would see a birthday, that I would get a psychic channel opening in me and I would get a lot of information. Mm-hmm. So like have your chart up. So I already know a little bit of stuff about you. I haven't try not to look at the charts until they're, you know, I can speak. But I already know some stuff about you.
Oh, that's so exciting. So really? it's not just the charts that you're basing stuff off. It's actually you and the energies and vibes that you're feeling that, wow, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, so fascinating.
No, Jamie's good. I mean, last time she did tarot cards with me too. And
I have tarot. So you do. Oh, so you're like full on. Oh, yeah, I have psychic. Oh, my God. Ooh.
Yeah, I always carry them in my purse.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, she's pretty good. She's really good, you know. Yeah, she predicted some things that were correct, right? I mean, Jamie's good. Jamie's really good, yeah. So, before we go on, so how can people find you for readings?
Readings, you can go to fairyastrology.com, and that's my website where you can, you know, get readings. If you're in LA, I work at Mystic Journey and Venice, and you can, you know, get a reading from me in the store or online, or I do readings over Skype, over the phone, so from anywhere.
Yeah, there you go. Anywhere in the world, you know, so you don't have to be there to have it done.
That's so amazing.
Yep.
Yeah, that's good.
How did you, like, have you always been like this since you were young? You felt that you had a specialness about you, I guess you could say? Like, what?
Well, it's really funny, actually. When I was a little kid, my mom said that I used to see, you know, things in different rooms. Uh-huh. And then that gift kind of shut off as she negated it. And then it wasn't until I was about 13 where it reopened, and then I had a mediumship experience where I had a ghost come to me. And then at that time, I realized, you know, that I really wanted to delve into this, like, hardcore. So.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she felt it was her calling. And I think it is, you know, because it's natural for you. That's awesome. So how many people do you think you've done readings for? Like hundreds?
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, this chart, or the astrology program that I have now, I would say I probably, you know, put it on my computer back in 2008, 2009. And I have at least like over 3,000 charts just in here since then. And then I've been doing it for a lot longer. So, yeah, I mean, probably like 10,000. Readings, like a lot.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So it's good. I mean, you give people hope and understanding and things like that, you know. Mm-hmm. Do people sometimes freak out when you do readings for them? I mean,
They do. Sometimes people are a little bit nervous about it, but then other times they get really excited and, you know, they're like, oh my God, I can't believe you know everything. I have to have everybody talk to you. And so, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's so fascinating.
Yeah, it is. Well, should we get into some of this stuff? Okay, so Mia gave you her birth date and place and everything. Mm-hmm. So we already did me, so let's do Mia for now, and then if we have some time, we'll get to me too.
Yeah, because we'll tell you what's coming up for you.
Yeah, okay, good. I need to know that.
Yeah.
I need to be prepared.
So for astrology, it's really cool because it talks about reincarnation. And for you, Mia, your past life planet is Leo, so you actually used to be famous. But the interesting thing is you actually have it reversed. So you were famous, but it was taken from you in that lifetime. So you were robbed of your fame. So in this lifetime, you come back to reestablish that, to be famous again, and to blend it with humanitarian purposes and humanitarian reasons.
Oh my
gosh. Yeah, so you've always been famous. You've always been able to like be in the public eye and hold that with a grace. But you came here also now to take that to the next level, to blend it and to reclaim a throne that you basically had been cheated out of.
Right.
So this is like your birthright.
And I told her, I said, there's no way she's not going to be famous.
Oh my God. Oh, absolutely she is. Absolutely she is. And you've done that before. So that's beautiful. Wow. So you've had lifetimes of royalty and then lifetimes of the celebrity of the day. Your Jupiter is in Cancer, which is amazing because the birth Jupiter right now is in Gemini moving into Cancer. It moves into Cancer starting June 28th. So in about 9 days, you're going to find that your luck starts to turn around in a major way. And that's very good. With Jupiter in Cancer, it basically you're having a Jupiter return. It happens once every 12 years. So that means that for you, you're going to get money, luck, abundance, love, all new things this year coming up. So this is going to be really, really awesome.
I always felt
She's
like
excited.
This is my year, too. This is amazing.
Mm-hmm. You're definitely meant to be in communications because you have Gemini in the 10th house of career, and Gemini is all about communications. Mm-hmm. So that's really good. And it's funny, we were talking about your love life earlier because you were saying how you would date older men. Well, you have Saturn, which represents older men, in your 5th house of romantic love. So I feel like that's something that actually will continue for you.
Oh,
so when you date, I do feel like you'll have to be dating men with an age difference, mm-hmm. most likely because they're more mature and you're very much an old soul.
Yes.
So you have a lot of...
This old soul here.
Yes, old soul Mia. And you have something where you're extremely lucky. You have a grand trine in your chart, two actually. And that means that you actually, one grand trine is very lucky. Two grand trines is extra lucky. You have it in water, which is your psychic ability and emotional stability. And then you have it also in earth, which is for finances. So your money and your spirituality will be in balance in this lifetime and very, very lucky. That's wonderful. And as you're in alignment to your humanitarian energy, your finances will be able to stay really high. So that will be really good for you.
Yay.
Now, what do you think of them apples?
I think them apples are amazing.
Yay. So for you, for a romantic match, look for either a Capricorn, which is your best match. It's strong commitment for you, as well as it's in your house of love. And also a Taurus is in your 8th house of sex. So you'll be very attracted to Taurus. Pisces is a good match for you as well. You have your Venus there, which means you fall in love with Pisces. You would have it in your 7th house of marriage, so that's compatible. And then your Mars, which is sexual energy, is also in Pisces. So a water sign for you, which I wouldn't normally recommend, but a water sign would be a Pisces. Mm-hmm. So a Capricorn, a Taurus, or a Pisces are a very good love match for you.
Wow.
There you go.
Interesting.
Start hitting the horoscope, man. It's
funny. And when I look back on like past relationships, there's been a lot of Taurus and Pisces.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, if they worked out, I mean, because she says these are your compatible matches. Did they work out for you?
I mean, they worked out for as long as they did.
Exactly.
I mean, obviously, they ended for whatever reason. So I think what I need to focus on is looking for a Capricorn.
Capricorn's the best one.
So, yeah. Okay.
Whoa. Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
No, she's going to go ask people, are you a Capricorn? It's not, like, it's lost.
Excuse me. When were you born? Are you the love of my life?
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Funny. So how does that make you feel?
Oh my gosh, amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like there's hope.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions? Or
go ahead.
No, I mean, that's the thing, is that Jamie gives you hope, you know, because you realize there's certain order to things, you know. And I think that's what happened to me some time ago, probably like 20 years ago. I was going through a crisis and everything.
Yeah.
And I felt like, you know, why is the world against me? Everything's against me, all this stuff, you know. It's like I'm just lost. And then, you know, when I discovered spirituality and stuff, I realized there's actually order to things, you know. I mean, things happen systematically, you know. I mean, and people, you know, some people don't believe that the planets don't affect us. But I think the planets are so powerful that there's no way they wouldn't, you know.
Absolutely.
So, you know, so that's how I became interested in that. And it really, really helped me a lot, this whole spirituality, numerology too, you know, which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
You should get into that too, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's actually a great numerologist out there. Joshua is a really amazing. He's at Mystic Journey. So if you guys want numerology, you guys should see him. He's awesome.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Mystic Journey's in Venice, on Venice Beach?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You sure picked a nice place to work, huh?
Yeah, not too bad, you know?
Yeah, you guys get all kinds of
characters
there.
Come to LA, work on the ocean.
Yeah, there you go. No, I love Venice. You know, it's really cool there. You can see all kinds of people there. Do you go there sometimes?
Venice?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I love Venice. they've got this guy. He's my favorite. He's like this old guy on like these weird roller skates, plays the guitar. Yeah. And all he does, he just skates
up
and down the
boardwalk.
Yes, yeah, that guy. And he just like shreds it on the guitar, and he's got like a tiny little like amp like clipped to his pants.
He must have been there like I'm telling you, since I moved here. So you're talking 30 years.
Oh my gosh.
He must have been there for at least 30 years.
That's amazing.
And he's there almost every day.
Oh yeah. I love that guy.
Yeah. I don't know what he gets out of it. Maybe he gets some film roles or something, you know?
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
On TV, like bit roles or something. Yeah. Because you know? He is out there, you know? I mean, sometimes you have people interviewing him on TV.
Mm-hmm. And then there's the penis reduction guy. There's like some like younger dude.
Penis reduction?
And he's trying to like, he's got like a bucket for like money and a huge sign. And it's like he's trying to, you know, earn money and save up for a penis reduction. Like,
yeah, I saw that on Facebook.
I think this guy's trying to get some attention.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
Penis reduction.
Pay me money to make my penis smaller. Yeah. Yeah, right. No, he doesn't want that. He just wants to get laid.
I know. If you became a doctor that does that, you'd go out of business, man.
Exactly.
Who wants to reduce their penis?
Yeah, it's like, is there even such thing? Like, really?
Oh, my God. So that's what you do. You work at that shop and you do your own readings and things like that for people and stuff.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun.
Do you want yours?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. You probably still have it there from old times.
But I do.
But it's new times now. Mm-hmm. New things, new beginnings for me, you know. So it's a lot of renewal.
Yeah, it actually is a time for renewal for you because you have in your house of endings the month of Gemini. So basically the last 30 days you've been going through a lot of endings. So your new beginnings are kicking in.
Wow.
It's really good. July is actually your month of long distance travel. So this is a time where you could travel. You could take a trip.
I am.
Oh,
I'm
my
traveling
gosh.
Traveling July 1st.
There you go. This is so good. Exactly. You're two for two right now because I'm, you know, having me here is the new beginning.
This
and now you're going on a trip.
Now.
Oh, my God.
Yep. It is Mercury retrograde while you will be traveling, so you want to make sure that, you know, not to get stressed out if there's just some delays in travel plans, you know, just to be flexible, to roll with it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can, I see for you, major career, good things happening for you in your career, and this is going to be coming up for you in August. Mm. So this is good, some unexpected good changes for your career.
Great.
Mm-hmm, so that's awesome. And then in September is times where you actually can network with other people to help get your career to the next level. So you'll be meeting some more, you know, influential people that will probably take place in your station.
That's probably true, yeah. I'm committed to meeting a lot of people now and things like that, so that probably help, you know.
Yeah.
That's the best thing, is to learn and meet new people, you know, because that opens up like doors for you and things like that, you know. So
it's not so much what you know, it's who you know, especially out here.
Yeah, in
LA. Yeah. It's like the capital of that statement.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, how do we look on money and everything there? I mean, does that look pretty good there?
Let's see. Well, for finances, Jupiter was actually for the last year in your eighth house of other people's money. So maybe investors, that sort of thing, getting money from outside sources. Jupiter is really moving into your house of travel for a whole year. So not only will you take this trip in July 1st, but you're going to take a couple of other trips for the next 12 months that will be pretty good for you.
Definitely. And I can tell you where. I'm going to Hawaii.
Yeah.
That's one of my plans.
Nice.
And another plan is maybe Japan or something.
Oh my
God.
There
you go. I know.
Exactly. This is the year of travel for you, really.
It really is. You know,
I
mean, yeah. That's cool. I'm glad to know that. You know?
Yeah. Finances will be really good for you starting in like beginning, last week of August, beginning of September. Mm. Really good finances. And then you're going to have some really other good finances happening for you in like late December, starting in early January. So.
Cool. You see me hang around. You know, maybe I'll rub off on you too.
Oh, me is a lot financially more lucky. Well, actually, no, you both have grand trines in Earth in your chart. You both are very lucky with finances.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow,
no.
I guess you'd have to be.
I cannot wait for that to start happening.
Yeah, it says, Mia, in your chart that you're always lucky when it comes to career because you have Jupiter there. So you actually will get really good positions over others, and then you'd be able to excel in those positions. So there's a lot that's going to be happening with you.
Wow.
Good, yay.
And she already, yeah.
Absolutely. I'm so sick of eating ramen noodles for dinner.
Oh, my God.
I'm so ready.
True story.
Do you guys have any questions about your chart or your future or anything?
Well, we will, I'm sure.
Yeah, so I'm just still trying to like process all this. Like, it's just so amazing.
Yeah, I know. So explain to us a little bit about how you do this. What are the houses? I mean, we understand planets. What's the house?
Oh, this is a
very
good question.
There's 12 of them, right?
There are 12 houses, one house for each zodiac sign. Mm. And so basically your rising sign is the first house, and that's calculated by the time of day you're born. So for you, Sam, you said you were born around like 5 in the afternoon to make you a Scorpio rising. And then Mia, you were born 3:15 in the afternoon to make you a Virgo rising. So you basically, you calculate where your rising sign is, and then for every, it's 30 degrees per house, and the houses are just sections, and then the planets are in each house, and that will further describe your personality and things that will be coming up for you and the timing of when things happen.
Right.
So there's 12 houses, and then each house has about 30 degrees, and that makes 360 degrees for the circle, which is the whole zodiac wheel.
Exactly, like the clock, you know. Yeah, that number 12, man, it's been around. I mean, that's the thing. I like to play with numbers and stuff. And 12 is used quite a bit, you know. I mean, there were 12 tribes in the Bible. There's 12 apostles. There's, 12 hours in the day. It's all just amazing, you know, all these things. There's also things with the number 7, the number 3. Mm-hmm. It's like, and I really get into that. But, but 12 is a pretty solid number for these things, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, let's go back on astrology and stuff. This was discovered where? By the ancient Greeks, Egyptians even, right?
Yeah, it dates pretty far back. There's a lot of different modalities. So it was in India, Vedic astrology is very popular. Over in Mayan astrology in, you know, Mexico, that was very popular. And then Western astrology, which is called tropical astrology.
So that's interesting because it developed in different parts of the world where they didn't really know each other, right?
Exactly.
Wow. So there's got to be something to it, you know? I mean, people don't just make up things like this without communicating with each
Especially
other.
Especially with all different parts of the world. Yeah. If they're not communicating with each other, that's...
Okay. And so many years apart.
I know. But so they started back then. Are they like different? Do they do differently in different cultures and stuff?
Yeah, actually, Vedic astrology, they do it basically where the planets are literally in those constellations at that time. Western astrology does it where it's based on the Tropic of Cancer, and that basically is when the sun is exactly on the Tropic of Cancer, it's the first day of spring.
Right.
And so that makes it where in Western astrology, the planets aren't always in those constellations at that time. It's based more upon the rays of the sun to the earth and then making it a 90-degree angle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wow. I know, it's all like geometry.
No, and geography and everything. I mean, it's really cool, you know. I mean, I really get into this stuff. And so there are 10 planets or 9?
There's the sun, there's Venus, there's Mercury, Mars, and then also there's the south and the north node, which are actually aspects of the moon.
Oh, really?
So those are actually, I count those as well. And then, you know, Jupiter, Saturn, the moon, Neptune, Pluto, and Uranus. So there's all of those. So technically in my chart, what I go with, there's about 12 celestial bodies that would affect you.
Right.
But yeah, there's always a debate about whether Pluto's a planet, and then, you know, the moon's not a planet, but it affects you, and...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
how were you able to like study all of this? Did you have like a guru?
I do have a guru. yes, my astrology guru teacher is Josephine Nesline Alvarez, and she's in Florida. And so I actually, both her and I were working in a timeshare resort in Western Florida, and it was very, very slow during the day. And then at about 3 in the afternoon, the whole flood of the crowd would come in and check into the hotel. So we were literally there for about 7 hours with like nothing to do. And so she would just teach me and like tutor me in astrology every day while working for timeshare. And then she gave me all of her astrology magazines, and you know, and then I took all these notes and I read all these magazines, and like she literally like launched me. It was really cool.
That's nice. Wow. Now, did you know anything about it before that? Did you have any...
I only knew the 12 signs. I didn't really know that all the other planets would affect you too. And then, you know, for like Mia, your moon is in Virgo, so how does that affect you being a Taurus? And you know, that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know an extensive in-depth knowledge, but I knew like all the zodiac signs.
Right. Now, I know that Taurus, well, I don't know anything about other signs. I know a little bit about mine. Mm-hmm. But Taurus is ruled by Venus, right?
You are. That is your ruling planet, yes.
So we're very loving, sexual, very sensuous, things like that, you see?
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind when you meet somebody. You tell them, you know, I'm not just any woman, man.
You're like, I'm a Venus goddess.
Exactly. You know, I'm an expert at love.
Exactly. You're like, and I was famous, so worship me.
There you go, you know. Yeah, who knows who you were, you know. Maybe she was like Marilyn Monroe or something, you know.
Oh my, okay.
But it's true, you are lucky in career, right? I mean, even in... And your routine in pieces, you were talking about Hooters and being selected out of thousands of girls and things like that, you know?
Yeah, very true.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool, you know? Now, I don't know if it's just lucky, you know? I mean, the thing is that it's got to be in your path too, right? I mean, it's just not, you know, it doesn't just happen. I mean, it has to be something with your destiny, with your fate, you know? I mean, not everybody...
Yeah, timing's everything.
Yeah, you know, so... that's why I'm telling you better be famous or I'm going to throw you out the window, you know. you got everything.
Well, we're up four stories, so
we'll find a higher window. But no, I mean, the thing is that you've got everything, you know, and it's going to work for you. You just have to be persistent and not give up, you know, and don't fall for all these crooks and everything, you know. I mean, shit, even I'm trying to sell a computer on eBay. Mm-hmm. Can't sell it because there's so many crooks, you know.
Yeah.
I put it on there, then I get an email. Your product was sold, blah blah blah. Then I go in, and a couple minutes later, I get an email. Oh, it was a fraud. You know, we took your listing off. So you know, there's crooks everywhere. You know, I mean, they wait for girls to land here in LAX so they can take advantage of them and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, give them promises of Hollywood and all that stuff. You know, so. Girls really have to be careful with that stuff. But if you hang out with the right people, I think you can really make it, you know?
Yeah,
and
for sure.
That's the important thing. Now, you do modeling as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
Which you should, because you're very beautiful.
Thank you.
And the camera loves you. I mean, the thing is, if you've seen some of her pictures, you know, you'll friend her on Facebook and see. You're just amazing, you know? And so many different looks and different attitudes in the pictures and stuff like that.
Thank you.
Did you start doing that at an early age, too?
Actually, it's funny. I did. I actually did it as a baby. My mom got me into this little baby magazine playing with toys.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so she did. She started me out early. I was, like, playing with blocks or something. I think it's called, like, First Step or Baby First Step or something. It was, like, this little magazine. And then I didn't do it for a long time.
Right.
And everything, yeah. But till I got to Florida, basically.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute.
I know.
Yeah.
Now, remind me, do you have any siblings?
I do. I have a birth brother, and then I have a stepbrother and a stepsister.
Oh, nice. Okay,
yeah.
So that's a nice big happy family.
Oh, it is. Yeah, we're really happy. It's good.
Yeah, and are you close with your family and everything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. We got a little tension when I moved to Florida because I was walking a very unconventional path.
Yeah.
But we've had a lot of discussions since then. We've really, like, healed it, and we got a really, like, finally able to heal those wounds, you know.
There you go.
So, thank God.
And they're all still back in Boston?
Yeah, a lot of them are in Boston, and then my mom's in Georgia.
Okay, let's take a call, guys. We have somebody on the line. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good day, Sam.
Good day.
Steve.
Oh, it's Steve from St. Louis. There you go, Steve. How are you?
Wonderful. I wanted to say how great Mia sounds on your show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And welcome to Sam in the Morning.
There you go.
I've been a listener for years, so that's great.
Yeah.
And Jamie inspired me to call in. I'm a moon child,
Aww.
So I'll have to get with her later and get my reading.
What's a moon child? What's a moon child, Steve?
Well, it's like Cancer, I guess, is what they call us.
Yeah, are you a zodiac sign Cancer?
Mm-hmm. July 6th is my birthday.
Yeah, you are a moon child. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
Well, at least you know that, Steve, about yourself.
So, yeah, I just felt impelled to call in and say hi to everybody. You got such a groovy show.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, thanks so much for listening. And
okay.
I really appreciate you being a loyal listener. You know, I mean, he's been listening for years, you know.
Aw, that's great.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Now, how's it?
Okay, well, I'll let you get back to your talking. I just want to say hey.
Okay, what's it like in St. Louis? Is the weather nice now?
Oh, it's beautiful. We've had all kinds of horrific weather, you know, with tornadoes and stuff.
That's true.
But we're actually coming out of it now, and it's good swimming weather.
Sounds good.
In fact, I'm getting ready to go to the swimming pool.
Wow.
So,
Now, Steve, I also noticed on Facebook you're a grandfather, right?
Yeah, three times now. And my youngest son just had a baby the other day, and it was an awesome thing. So we got a new little one to hold. She's so
congratulations. Wow.
And you look so damn young. That's what I don't understand. You know, I mean, yeah. So it's cool.
I started young, and each of my kids started young too. So
I see.
If that has anything to do with it, you know.
Doesn't it make you feel old to be called grandpa and stuff? I mean.
Oh,
you know.
Sure does. Yeah. Sure does.
You're in your early 50s, right? Mid 50s.
Right. I'm 55.
Yeah.
Soon to be 56.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Yeah. So you're a very young grandpa, and that's good. Enjoy yourself and your time with him, man. That's,
when one of your kids end up making you a grandpa or an opa or whatever you might call yourself, you're just going to love it. It is so cool.
Yeah. Well, they better wait a while. I'm not sure.
Well, you never know. They might surprise you.
There you go. I don't want surprises, man. All right, Steve. Thanks so much for calling, my friend.
Have fun.
Okay,
bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Aww. Yeah, Steve's been calling for years, and it's cool. It's like every time there's a new co-host, you know, they call in to encourage and welcome and stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's really cool. And so going back to this, we were talking about, a Moonchild. So what's a Moonchild? Just because you're born in Cancer, that's what they call you?
Well, like your ruling planet is Venus because you're a Taurus.
Right.
His is the Moon. So Cancers are ruled by the Moon, and so, you know, they nickname that Moonchild.
I see. Okay. All right. So they're not ruled by a planet, by the Moon.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes.
That's unusual. I didn't think of that.
And that's why Cancers are so in tune with their emotions, and they feel very spiritual and emotional, because they're controlled by the Moon, which the Moon will control, like, you know, the water and the in our bodies and the tides and that sort of thing. So, you know, women were controlled by the Moon with our cycles. So, you know, it can affect them in a strong way.
Wow, very interesting. Yeah, the Moon definitely affects the tides and everything. Mm-hmm. So I think it has a lot of pull on us.
You know? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So it was ancient, but then the names, it seems like, were given by the Greeks, right, to the planets, like Venus and Mars and Mercury and all that stuff,
right? Yeah, because Roman mythology, you know, has all, like, the Mars and all that stuff.
Right.
And then, you know, so there's that. And then, you know, the constellations and all of that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's very ancient.
Yeah, very interesting
stuff. Which ones, because I know there's, like, the earth signs, water signs, but, like, how do you like differentiate that? Like which one's which? I always get that confused.
So the earth signs are Taurus and Capricorn and Virgo. The fire signs are Leo, Aries, and Sagittarius. The water signs are Scorpio, Pisces, and Cancer. And then the air signs are Aquarius, Gemini, and Libra.
Okay.
Cool.
Makes
Thank
sense.
You.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Try to remember all that.
There you go.
Well, some of the signs have, like, water in them or something, so it's easy. Like Pisces, you know.
Right.
It's
the fish.
Assume it's water, right?
Yeah. Yeah, some of them. But some Aquarius. Of them, like, I would assume that, you know, it's one thing. Like, no, I think that's an earth sign. Where, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't remember if Taurus was earth or fire or whatever.
Yeah, it's definitely an earth sign, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Connected to the earth firmly.
Yes.
If I might add.
Mm-hmm. And you're ruled by the bull. Like, the bull is your animal. Mm-hmm. So that, like, works the earth, you know.
Right.
And I'm a bull fan.
There you go.
There you go.
Are you stubborn sometimes?
A little bit, yeah. But, you know, I don't have a temper, though. I never raise my voice or get angry or yell.
Wow.
You know, because I know that's sometimes, you know, a lot of Taurus people have that, but yeah, I definitely, at least not that I know of. I don't know, maybe it's all built up inside me and one day I'll just freak out, but
Tauruses are supposed to be very mellow, and you actually, the only fire in your chart is your past life Leo planet. Everything else you have is water or air or earth, so you actually don't have too much fire in your chart.
Okay, right. So that makes sense.
Now, do I have any fire in my chart? Because I can get upset.
Sam did. Yeah, well, your Uranus is in Leo, and then what you have is your past life planet Pisces is next to your Mars. So you not only do you have Mars and a very strong, you know, aspect, but you have it in your past life, so this is a pattern that you've actually had in many lifetimes.
Really?
Yeah.
So I've always been like a pretty uptight type of a person.
Well, you'd be sensitive, yeah. And as you're sensitive, you would maybe react in an angry way.
But it also changes in your life, you know. I mean, yeah. I used to be a lot more like, you know, like fire and dynamite, and now I'm a lot mellower, you
yes.
know. I don't let things bother me as much, and I've learned how to relax, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I mean, it makes sense, you know. I do have a lot of fire in my belly, you know. I feel that, you know.
Absolutely.
A lot of desire to do things, and you know, a lot of energy and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool. Now tell us a little bit about you. What planet are you? I mean, what sign are you?
I'm a Scorpio, and so my ruling planet is Pluto.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so what does that mean? I mean, wait a minute. Scorpio, we said, is a
water sign.
Water sign, right?
Yeah. So that's psychic and emotional and intuitive and sexual. So somebody, you know, really like deep and mysterious and passionate.
Yeah. Well, that's you, all right.
Yeah.
Very mysterious.
See, I don't know if this changes things, but I guess I was like an hour and a couple minutes off. My mom just texted me. I was born at 4:17 instead of 3:15.
Okay.
I don't know if that changes things a lot.
A little bit, but no, it would basically, it would maybe affect your rising sign a little bit, and it would affect your moon. The moon changes every like 2.5 days.
Mm.
So let's see here. So it would make probably your moon maybe be a little bit later. So like right now it says that you're 6 degrees Virgo, but you would probably be now maybe you're like 8 degrees Virgo or 7 degrees Virgo. So it would be a little bit later. So I will fix that. But yeah.
There you go.
Sorry, I'm
no problem.
Glad I got the correction though.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that you did.
It's funny because most people don't know what time they were born.
Yeah.
You know, you have to ask your mother if she remembers and... You know,
yeah.
And all that, so.
I think I just based it out of like that. Like, that was like around the time that I would be getting out of school, you know, like 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock. So I'm like, I think like 3:15-ish.
That'd
but
be
yeah,
a good
four,
time to be born.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. It actually, you know, what's interesting. It shifts, actually. It shifts that Saturn, that older men from your house of love. It puts it back into your house of home life. So it actually, you're not going to have a pattern of only going for older men now.
Oh, okay.
Good. There you go. You see, you broke your pattern.
That's right. So it affects that slightly.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And you're a Libra rising now.
Cool.
Yeah. So that means that it's more Venus ruled. Libra and Taurus are both ruled by Venus. Mm. So it makes you even more like pretty and, you know, ruled by Venus, that sort of energy.
There you go. Yeah.
Lovely.
I, for one, am happy to be ruled by Venus, you know.
Yes.
I'm all for love and brotherhood and everything.
Mm-hmm. And usually men are ruled by Venus, women, so
yeah.
It works out. At least you've accepted it.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, so tell everybody where they can find you, Jamie.
Okay, they can find me on fairyastrology.com. You can add me on Facebook at facebook.com/Solaris Fairy Astrology and on Twitter at fairy_astro.
Yes. And we can find you on Facebook as well, right?
Yes.
Jamie Allen.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, don't miss her. Always great stuff. And your radio show again Monday?
Yes, Monday. Facets of the Heart. You can go to facetsoftheheart.com and you can get all the information.
Sounds good. And that's what time?
It's at 7 o'clock PST and 10 o'clock AST.
There you go. Okay, well, Jamie, it's always nice to have
you
back.
Oh, thank
you.
Of course.
Thanks, guys. I loved every second of
this. I think you've met just about every co-host so far.
I love it.
Yeah, it's cool. No, I mean, it's nice. They always are better and better and better all the time. So
we love Mia.
There we go.
Aww, thanks, guys.
Thank you for all the charts and everything. You're always a lot of fun. Everybody go check her out, man. She's accurate, she's good, and she'll give you hope, I promise. All right, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, Mia. And
thank
we'll
you.
See everybody
Happy
tomorrow.
Day.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for the show or if you'd like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please send an email along to sam@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning with Mia is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.